would you like to speak to?
The sensible one.
Oh, hi. I'm Prudence. Have we met before?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, dear. That's a pity. Tell me a little about yourself.
My name is Kai. I am a PhD student at Queen's. I moved here 3 years ago from Chicago after I did my undergrad at a small school there. I play a lot of sports, and right now I'm applying for a million different jobs as I've just submitted my thesis.
That sounds like a very nice life.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. It's been a lot of travel the last few years and a lot of being away from home, which has been a bit interesting, but I enjoy the travel and I enjoy being in Belfast, and minus the weather and everything else, I really enjoy. Yep.
Tell me a little about your PhD.
I do work with statistics education, and what we're doing is there seems to be a lot that people think that students in psychology really generally dislike statistics, and so what we've tried to do is figure out what exactly they dislike, what the real problems are, and in a lot of ways, just try to figure out ways to make it better for them so that students won't dislike as much and do better.
That sounds a very interesting PhD.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, it was. I found it more interesting the first 18 months, but once I started writing things up, it seemed to drag on. But interestingly enough, as soon as I turned it in, it came to be interesting again. So
you need to be very sensible about these things.
Yeah, well, it's a 3-year commitment, or more, and so I think you really have to think your way through it before you make any decisions in that matter. But yeah, it's a good decision, I think, in the long way.
It's difficult to get a job nowadays.
Jeez, yeah, don't I know? It's one of these things where it's, you know, do you trust the media is doing it right, or is it really true? Are there really no jobs? And I think out there looking, it seems in some ways there's a lot of advertisements, but also a lot of people writing back saying they're not hiring right after you've read a job posting. So you never know.
You need to have a plan for what to do.
Yeah, I think a plan is one thing, but I think also you need to be flexible, because seemingly the best laid plan doesn't necessarily seem to work out right now with the way things are.
A little bit more about your plans.
Well, right now my plans are to get through my viva and study a lot for that, but I think also I've got a few little projects over the summer. I'd like to go home and see my brothers and sisters and my cousins and friends and family, so my plans basically mean get those things done first and then really, really focus 100% on finding a job.
That sounds like a very productive approach to life.
Goodness, I hope so. It also seems to be a lot of time on airplanes, so, but productive, I'd hope so. I put the time in.
Airplanes are bad for the environment.
Yes, it's unfortunate. Hopefully there's something that we can come up with. It's hard to admit, and obviously there's a lot of guilt that I have to fly quite a bit, and sometimes flights that could probably be better served with a different way, but right now it's the only option, and for getting home it really is the only option.
Are you worried about your viva?
Worried wouldn't be the right word. I would say I'm certainly focusing on it, and I'm certainly going to be preparing for it, and I'm certainly anxious about it. But I would, anxious wouldn't be the right word either, but I'm certainly thinking about it a lot.
Yeah. Mm. Tell me about your approach to life.
Whew. Well, I think, I can't remember who said it technically, but what is it? 90% what happens, to, or sorry, 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. You know, I mean, certainly life is a lot about things that come in unexpected, or just things that come and whatever. Sorry, I'm speaking.
You have to get on with life.
Absolutely. No question. I don't think there's any question that things happen and you have to move on from there.
Yes, that sounds like a very sensible attitude to me.
Thank you very much.
Good. Excellent. How can I help you?
You can tell me what to expect in a viva. I don't have any clue what to expect, so I'm reading a lot about it, but I actually don't really know how to go about preparing for it or what to expect.
I cannot answer questions.
I suppose you could. You could. How can you help me?
You need to plan.
Yeah, I definitely need to figure out how to go about preparing for the viva, looking at resources and. I think, yeah, it's one of these things where you can only read so much and prepare so much, and that's one of the things. Yes.
So. You sound sound like a very sensible, well-prepared, organized person.
Thank you. I would like to think so. I think during the last 3 years, that's really been something that's something I've had to build on and get skills in, because I think it's required in this type of work. Without being organized and without thinking things through, and that I think it can all really fall apart, and not just in the academic side, but in the social and in the personal life too. If you don't keep these things together, it's very easy for it to come apart.
You have to look on the bright side and be positive.
Well, absolutely. I think there's a lot of roadblocks that go up. I mean, not just in academia alone, but just in life. I think there's a lot of options to do other things, or a lot of options of getting sidetracked from things. So I think you really have to think things through, be prepared on how things are and what things might come, and then you work from there.
My advice is to stay calm.
Well, I think that's a good point. I think if you let things worry you and you get too anxious about things, you do have to remember that some things are just out of your hands, and things are going to come and go, and time goes on, life goes on.
Try to be prepared and stay calm.
Absolutely. I think preparation is what will help you stay calm, because I think if you're prepared for things, you won't have to worry as much, and you realize the things that come up that you're not necessarily ready for or calm about, or maybe have a little apprehension about, I think those things you'll be better prepared for in general, because you have the overall picture in mind.
You have it all worked out very nicely.
Thank you very much. I don't know if I would say all of it worked out, but I think I've got a few ideas in my mind about how I'd like things to go. So.
Excellent. It's been very good talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to talk to someone else?
Okay.